Thank you for tuning in to another Thursday evening with A View of the Kingdom out of Pine Bluff, Arkansas. How many of you are obedient? Raise your hand. And how many of you are obedient to God? Raise your hand. Well, welcome to this week's segment on Let's Do It Radio. The topic being brought to the worldwide listening audience is the price of obedience. And so I want to welcome you to Thursday, July 7th, 2022. And I am Miss Inez, your hostess of the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alco Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. To keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, you can cash app to $ANAISEVALCOUR or to Venmo @ MZ-INEZ, or you can send it through Zelle. But during this time, you can call into the show at 845-241-9985 to join in the conversation. So let's get started with the topic, the price of obedience, after I introduce Miss Stephanie Jordan, one wonderful woman of God. She teaches our baby girls, teenagers, young ladies, and adult women of God the blueprint of the ideal woman. Let's give her a round of applause before she comes to us with a word of prayer. Before she comes to us with a word of prayer, and she starts her discussion. So after the word of prayer, we will begin the discussion of the price of obedience. I can't wait to hear, because I want to be obedient. Y'all should want to be obedient, because obedience is better than sacrifice. So it is in your hands, Sister Stephanie Jordan.
Amen. Praise God, everyone. How's everyone doing out there? Praise God.
Yes,
praise God.
Amen.
Now,
amen.
Go ahead, Miss Inez.
No, I'm ready. I'm good. It's been a week in it, but I always look forward to these Thursday nights, because I never know what y'all going to bring. And when you bring it wholeheartedly, fully, and you don't hold no bars. So I am so ready to be obedient.
Praise God. Praise God. You all bow your head for a word of prayer that we honor and reverence our God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we honor you on today. We're thanking you for this opportunity that we have in order to, Lord God, learn more of you. And Father God, we thank you for the message you have given us on today, for the price of obedience is so important, Lord God.
Yes.
You just have spoken about it throughout your scripture. And Lord God, you said that if we love you, we will obey you. Help us, Lord God, and even as the word goes forward, Lord God, the people's heart will be open and minds receptive to receive, Lord God, to examine ourselves to know that we are lining up with your word, to examine ourselves, Lord God, so it's not about us, it's all about you. Not in words, Lord God, but in action and deeds. And we thank you, Lord God, for the lives that will be changed, Lord God, and Lord God, that our lives will be obedient to your every command in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
I thank the Lord
because,
praise God, this message is, this is a message, this is as much for me as it is for the listeners, praise God, because obedience to God is the foundation of our love that we have for him. And so many people, they say that they obey, they say that they love God, but God said, you love me, you will obey me. And you say, well, what does obey? Praise God. What is obey according to the word of God? We obey when we comply with the command, direction, or request of a person, in this case of our God, or even a law.
Mm-hmm.
We submit to the authority of the true and living God. We are to live in obedience. That's the supreme test of faith in God and reverence for him. This is one strong tie which holds the people of God to God. Amen.
Yes.
And
yes.
That is what it's all about. Praise God. I mean, when you sit back and you think over your life and you think, you know, even everyone that's on this line that hears my voice, if you sit back and think, uh-huh. do I truly obey God? Do I truly ask yourself that? Do I truly obey God? Am I happy? Am I joyful, vibrant, victorious, Christian? I mean, do you know? Well, probably if you're honest, you will probably say not that many. I do it. I am sometimes, but not all the time. But one thing about God, God is not like man.
No,
we cannot treat God like we treat man. God said in his word to obey him, to love him is to obey him. We say we love him, but God is not to be played with. When he says obey, he means obey. If you will go in, even into the very first book of the Bible, in Genesis, we know the story of when the first act of obedience came about, and we know it was with Adam and Eve. But because God gave Adam dominion over mankind, well, no, I'm sorry, I rephrased it, over his creation, over the birds, the trees, the land, God gave him commands. And God had gave a command, and he said, of this particular tree in the garden, I know everyone knows it, do not eat of it. And that was his command. Praise God. But Adam found himself disobeying God. And if you would go to Genesis chapter 3, verses 17, it talks about it, and I'm going to give a summation of it. It says, because Adam listened to and obeyed his wife in preference to what God commanded, a curse would strike at the heart of a fundamental relationship in his life, as well as Adam's relationship with the ground would now be damaged because of Adam's act, because of his act of disobedience. He had to begin to work the ground, and sin came in. All the days of his life, he would experience painful labor. And don't think woman got away with it. She was disobedient because she knew not to do it. But she did. See, no one escapes. No one can manipulate, trick, con, or deceive a true and living God. God said he is omnipotent. He is all able. There is nothing that's beyond God's mighty power and ability. He's fully capable of accomplishing anything. He's everywhere. He knows all things. So see, Adam and Eve, they could not escape the all-seeing eye of God. And because of their choice to disobey God, they were punished. And now Eve's punishment, according to the word of God, and we ladies know that this is true, that she would experience painful labor. The woman's labor pain, and the man, he worked to bring forth the fruit of the earth. Because of sin, all creation is cursed and longs for its day of deliverance. So praise God, it's letting us know that this is what happened. This is what the first act of disobedience. God tells us that he has given us his word and his command, and he wanted us to stand on it. There is no gray. God means exactly what he says.
Yeah.
Now, no Christian, we all, you know, people say that we're Christian because we refer to it as Christ-like. When you are Christ-like, that means that you're going to have the same attributes of Christ. And one thing we know about Jesus Christ, he was God in the flesh, which means that he was walking perfection, which means that everything he did, everything he taught was truth, and there was no wavering from it. And when God said to obey, even Jesus, he obeyed even to the death of the cross. So what does that leave us? We have to obey. No Christian has the right to go around looking like the picture on their driver's license. when you say that, do you obey? They have that look of confusion, dumbfoundedness, as if we have a place to send them. We don't have a place to put anyone. But God says he wants us to obey him. The key to living a victorious, obedient life, that's the thing we have to work on. We have to work. The key is complete obedience, complete submission. But when you sit back and you think about it and you just be honest with yourself, ask yourself, why is it that I don't obey? What keeps me from obeying God? Why do I not want to do what he says to do? We want the blessings of God, but why don't we want to obey him? You know, that's the question we should ask ourselves. A lot of people, well, I obey him. But God said in everything, all things, do you truly obey him? Be honest with yourself. Do you obey him only when it's convenient? You know, a lot of times people don't mind doing it as long as it fits into the scheme of their scope of ideas. They don't mind obeying.
Right.
But what if God tells you to do that thing that's uncomfortable? That's stretching you. That's not pleasant to you. Do you still obey? I mean, that's something to think about. Do you? You know, if you would go to the book of Acts, chapter 5, praise God, and we're going to begin reading in verse 26, but I'm going to give you just a little background. See, during this time, this was when Peter and some disciples were thrown into jail. They were thrown into jail because they were preaching Jesus Christ. They were preaching repentance and submitting themselves to him. And the church people, the priests, the ones that were well-versed in the word of God, they committed them to jail because they didn't want to hear about Jesus. But I said, isn't it amazing that they're supposed to be the ones that are demonstrating holiness? But even when holiness came before them, the very ones that they were teaching and learning about, they didn't even recognize him. What they did was, They thought they killed him, but I thought that they were supposed to be our leaders. But anyway, what they did was throw Peter and the disciples into jail for preaching Jesus Christ. But one thing about Peter, according to the word of God, Peter was the rock that Jesus used in order to spread his word. Peter had a commission on his life. And he was willing to obey. The word came to him that he was to go and teach and preach Jesus Christ. Repentance, that people would turn and seek him and give their lives to Jesus Christ. That was Peter's, that was his destiny. That was what he was commissioned to do. And Peter obeyed God. He obeyed him until he got to the point they threw him in jail. And when they threw him in jail, Peter was still on the mission to do what God said to do. And if you would go to, again, Acts 5, verse 29, and it says that Peter, and I'm reading from the King James Version, then Peter said, that Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men.
Amen.
See, the priest wanted, they said, we'll let you go. We'll let you go.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is they were going to let them go, but they had stipulations on what not to do. But that was Peter's destiny. He was not going to obey man rather than God. But he chose to run on, even if it cost him his life, even if it cost him his freedom, and it did. Peter went through some things, but he continued on. And it continues to read, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you slew and hung on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. See, God is letting us know, even in his word through Peter, as he continued to speak, he was letting them know, I have to obey God. It's not an option. Mm-hmm. But today, mm-hmm. do we have that same mindset? I mean, really, do we have that same mindset? Do we say, mm-hmm. yeah, I obey you, Lord. I obey you until things get a little hot. I obey you, Lord. I obey you in some things, but not all.
Hmm.
Has God been telling you that there is a confession of sin you need to make, and you haven't yet confessed it? See, the thing about it is God, he speaks to us in different forms. And when God tells us to do something, that's exactly what he means. There is no grace. There is no when you feel like it. And I can mm-hmm, say, ouch. Mm-hmm. It's not about mm-hmm. what you think about it. God didn't ask you your opinion. God said, obey. He said, trust and believe. Praise God. That's something that I've heard the prophetess say throughout years. Trust, believe, and obey. Trust, believe, and obey.
Yeah.
Because that is what God requires. Praise God. And my question is, has God been speaking to you? Has God been telling you to do something? Give a gift? Pay tithe, go and help someone, something that you mm-hmm. hold dear. Did he tell you to give it to someone? And you were like, wait a minute, I work too hard for that. Or wait a minute, you know, that costs too much. Or wait a minute, I got some bills to pay. I mean, what excuse
mm-hmm.
we find ourselves
mm-hmm.
giving for not obeying God? That's what it is. It's an excuse. We call it what it is. Nowadays, there is no time for the foolishness. Praise God. And
right.
The word says obedience is better than sacrifice. You know, I heard that before so many times. And I'm like, what do you mean obedience is better than sacrifice?
Hmm.
It's best that we obey God. When God tells us to do something, I don't care what it is. I don't care what time it is. I don't care how much it is. When God tells us to do it, that's what we're to do. Because if you don't, you don't know what the sacrifice may be for your
right.
penalty for not obeying him. See, a lot of people think that it's just, oh, well, all I have to do is repent and God will forgive me. That's true. But do you not know that there are still consequences? There are still consequences. Don't let the enemy fool you. Because right now, so many times, the devil, he's talking in your ear. He's saying that, God, once you repent, God, throw it into the sea of forgiveness. He does, but there are consequences. Our God is the God of order. God would not repent of his word. He means that just what he says. So if you're not going to obey God, there are consequences to your actions, which are sacrifices. You don't know what it's going to be. It might even be your life. It might be a job that you're expecting God to bring to pass, that you've been hoping for. It might have been a promotion. It might have been you're trying to get that house and you're waiting for the deal to close. It might be that car. It might be a sickness that the doctors have said that we're going to run tests and you believe in God to heal you, but you disobey God in the act or in something that he told you not to do and you did, or he told you to do and you didn't do it. And now who's to say that sickness that he may have healed you from, he might allow it to come back. We don't know.
Well,
you don't know. I don't know. But the thing about it is God is not playing with us. God does love us. Praise God. And he gives us opportunities after opportunities, but it's not to repeat the same sin. It's not to be disobedient again and again. It's not to try to bargain with God or manipulate God. It's for us to obey him. We have to obey him in season, out of season. We have to. Praise God. The reason people today who said they're Christians are not living happy, joyful, vibrant, victorious lives is because they are unbelieving and disobedient. Because if they're not trusting and obeying, God can't use you. God won't hear you. And you don't want to be separate from God. You don't.
Amen.
Praise God. Now, it's true, we're not saved because we obey. We obey because we're saved.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people have it twisted. Praise God. I'm going to say that again. We are not saved because we obey. We obey because we are saved. We want to please him. We want to do his will. We want him to be happy with us. We just want, so many people say, I want things of God. No, I want the presence of God. I want God's peace. I want God to be pleased with me so that when he looks down and he has something that he wants done, he can trust me to do it. But we have to be honest and real with ourselves. Are we in that position? Be honest with yourself. Do we obey? Like he says, not to please man, because man will tell you, oh, it's okay. That's not who our God is. God said, thou shalt not. That's what God means. God said, go. He don't say yesterday. He didn't say, go when you feel like it. He didn't say, go when it's convenient. When he said, get up and go, it's time for us to get up and go. He want instant obedience. Instant obedience. I mean, I can tell you that there's so many times in my life that the Lord told me to do. He did. He told me, get up and go. And I got up and went. I was not a happy camper about it. I was not happy. But God said that when he tell us to do something, he want us to do it joyfully. Not a attitude of, I don't want to. I'm doing it because God said to. That's not what God wants. God is still punishing and it's still coming. You know what? I sit back and I think about it. You know, the man can say, okay, the speed limit here is 65. You know, when you reach that speed limit, you're going to break it down to 65 because you don't want that ticket. Praise God. Or if they say, okay, when you go into the store to sign up, there's their mask mandate. You will wear masks before you enter. You know what you're going to do? You're going to turn around if you don't have it on and go back to that car and get it. Why? Because that's the rule. You have to obey in order to receive, in order to get in order not to get locked up. But isn't it amazing we pay more attention to obeying man-made rules than we do the God who created everything? We will obey any and everyone, but we will not give that same and above that obedience to the true and living God, the one that has given us breath and life, the one that has clothed us in our right mind, the one who has healed our bodies, the one who has restored us to health and strength, the one who has provided for us, the one who has brought us out of slump, keeping us out of danger. That's the one that we will not obey. But praise God, God requires it. And there are so many people, they're not given the opportunity to repent. Yes, God does show his mercy and grace. But there's going to come a time when mercy and grace is going to run out. And the question is, will you be ready? Are you going to be in the act of disobedience at the time? We don't know. But that's why it behooves us to be ready at all times, to obey at all times, to trust him at all times in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God that we're yet alive. I have messed up royally many times, and my heart sank, and I repented. And I thank God that he allowed me to be alive to repent. But God don't want us to be repetitious. He don't want us to do that. So I don't care what you have done in your life. I don't care what mistakes you've made. And even right now, if you're mad because I'm saying something that kind of strike a chord, if you're that angry about the word of God, what you need to do is realize that you are living in disobedience. Repent and get it right before God before it's too late. Jesus said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, if you do not the things that I say? That's what he asks. We'll say, Lord, Lord, go to the place of worship. I mean, we'll be at every function that they have. We know the songs to sing. We know when to buck. We know when to say amen. But when it comes to obedience, do we know how to do that? Do we know how to trust God that when he tells us to do, go, even when he tells us to tell someone something that might not be so pleasant, but it's his word. Do you obey or do you back off and give God excuses? God don't want to hear your excuses. He don't want to hear my excuses, because God already knows that when he sends you to do, he knows what it takes. The provisions are already made. He tells us to go. Praise God. Obedience is a duty to be performed. We all have a duty to do what God says to do. That's why he tells us to study to show yourself approved. Study.
Yeah.
He said, write these scriptures on the tablets of your heart. That's what he gave Moses to tell the children of Israel. He said, teach your children so that they will know, and they will know how to worship, obey, and please the true and living God. That's what God has commissioned us to do today. Nothing has changed. His word doesn't change, and God doesn't waver from anything. God is sovereign and has every right to command us, because he has given the best that he has so that we can have a right to eternal life. Praise God. So that we can have a right to say, Lord, forgive us. Lord, I messed up. So that we can have a right to eternal life.
Man.
We can't buy God or bribe him. You know, so many people, they always try to, you know, when someone gets sick, I've heard this before. You know, when somebody's on a deathbed and they're sick, racking, their body is racking in pain, the first thing they do, they sit up there and they'll try to bribe God. They'll try to make a deal with God. Lord God, if you get me up off this bed, Lord, I'll serve you, I'll obey you, I'll do your will. And see, God already knows what's going to happen. Now, this is something that you spoke to God. You promised God. And then the first time God heals you, gets you up off that bed of affliction and make provisions for you, and then God gives you a word to do. First thing you say, and I'm not doing that right now. It's hot outside. I do it later when it cools up. I give him a phone call, but that's not what God said. God knows what the temperature is. God knows how you're feeling in your body. God's word is not predicated upon how we feel. God's word is not predicated upon what the temperature is. When God said do, that's what he means, to do. God does not want our sacrifice. You know, I was thinking about Saul. Praise God. When Saul, the Lord gave Saul instructions through his prophet Samuel, and he told him to go and destroy this group of people. I want to say it's the Amalekites. He told them to go and destroy, kill everything. Don't leave anything, not the animals, not the women, not the babies, men. Kill, destroy everything. That's what he told Saul to do. And Saul, he said, okay. Saul went out there, and he destroyed everything except for the king and some of the sheep. And when Samuel came, the prophet that gave him this word from God, when he came and asked him, did you carry out? Yes, I did. I carried out everything. But the king right here, it's like, that's not what God told you. Well, I kept some of the sheep, best of the sheep, because they were going to be a sacrifice. If we were going to sacrifice them to God, Samuel didn't want to hear that because he knew God didn't want to hear that. God knew exactly what he meant when he said it, when he gave the order. And as a result of that, that cost Samuel the kingdom. That act of disobedience, he fell out of favor with the Lord. So many people, they say, that's harsh. Our God
is
all-consuming God. His will is perfect. Praise God. And when he say do, it's not for us to question it. And then people wonder, well, what is disobedience? What is it like? According to the word of God, disobedience is like a witchcraft. You know, a lot of people don't like to talk about witchcraft, but the word of God alludes to it. He said disobedience is like a form of witchcraft. It's like this evil force is having you to do something that's totally against the will of God. You're out of God's righteousness. You're out of his will. And that's a dangerous place to be. Because when you're out of the will of God, you're practicing witchcraft, they will have their part in the lake of fire and brimstone. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Because a witchcraft, a witch is it's working against the word, will, and the whole purpose of God. Witchcraft is of the devil. And just think, every time, praise God, every time we work disobedient, God said, it says witchcraft. When we disobey God, we are practicing that. That's a practice. That's a practice. That means that you're trying, you know, when you were coming up in school, they said, practice make perfect. We don't need to be practicing to be out of the will of God. We don't need to be practicing to go to hell. Praise God. So that's why it's so important if you're not doing the will of God. If you God has told you to do and you have it, repent with a heart of humility. Repent with a grievous spirit. Bow down, humble yourself before God, and ask God to forgive you and get it right before it's too late. It says, God, if your will be done, not mine. God, what would you have me to do? What would you have me to say? Who will you have me to say it to? That's being under the submission of God. That's when we know that we are asking God, waiting on his response, and being in alignment with his will. God loves us, and he doesn't want any of us punished. But God is true to his word. God would not repent of his word. What he says, he means. Disobedience is also a form of idolatry. Idolatry is when you take something, person, place, or thing, and you put it in higher esteem than God. No, it doesn't have to be you're bowing down as far as kneeling your physical body down to the ground. But when you're giving it place before God, that's idolatry. And God said in his commandment, thou shalt not commit idolatry. That is God's word. You will have no other God before me. That's a command. God does not take that lightly. When we defy God over a small thing, that small thing becomes a big thing because God don't take anything lightly. That's why it's so important that we be careful of the words that we speak. We be careful of the thoughts that we have. We be careful of even the little gestures that we make. God sees it all. He's a God that nothing, even when you go into a dark room and turn off the light and you can't even see your hand before your face, God said everything is just light to him. He sees and he knows. He's writing everything down in the book of life. It's where your name, you want your name written. But everything about you, each and every one of us, everything about us is being written down. Every time we disobey, every time we break his commands, all of that is against God, and it is he is writing it down. It's true, God said that there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God. But we can separate ourselves for eternity from the true and living God by disobeying him. Praise God. God is not something we have to do. God's will is not something we have to do, but something we get to do. Oh, he gives us a choice whether we want to be obedient or not. He gives us a choice. He gives us a choice to choose to disobey him. But the consequences are far beyond far beyond anything that you can imagine. You don't know what it might cost you. You leave this earth at a drop of a dime, it's going to cost you your eternity. And you ask yourself, is it worth it? It's not worth it. When we learn to obey, we will then learn the joy of the Christian life. There is no such thing as a happy, disobedient Christian. that don't even sound right. A disobedient Christian, that is not so. That's just like a lying prophet.
Wow.
praise God. That is not God's will. You cannot be happy. But God says that if you want the happiness, if you want the joy, I mean true inner peace, it's when we're completely submitted to his will and to his way. Obedience and joy, they go together. You know, when you're obedient with God and to his word and you're doing everything that he tells you to do, you have such a joy inside because you know punishment is not coming. You know that there is no need to fear or shy away because you know that you have not done anything that is contrary to the word of God. So you can walk around in joy with a smile on your face. It's when you know you have not done everything God told you to do. You know when God told you to go and you didn't go. You know when God told you to pick up that phone and call your sister, call your brother. And you know they wronged you, but God told you to pick up the phone and do it anyway, and you didn't want to do it. It's not about what we want. It's not about what we think. It's about doing what he says. When we say that we love God, we want to live for God, that means now you have totally submitted your will and your way. Nothing is about you anymore. It's all about God. It's not about you trying to figure it out. God said obey. It's not for you trying to understand it. God said obey. It's not for you to say, well, at this time, God said obey. Well, I don't think God didn't ask you to think. He told you to obey. He means what he says. Just like when our children, we tell our children, clean up your room, and I want it clean before this time. What happens when that child don't complete that task? Punishment is coming. So our Father, God, Jehovah, do we not think that he means the same thing when he tell us to do, when he tell us to obey and we don't do it? Do we think that we're going to slip by and not be punished for it? This is why the Lord taught us to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. He tells us this because he's letting us know when you become kingdom-minded or you want to be kingdom-minded, God's will be done. In heaven, it is done. Everything is perfect. So God wants that same perfection on earth with his people. We know that everybody not going to try to live a perfected life. We know that.
Right.
But God
right.
said that when you surrender your life to me, when God knocks on the door of your heart and he knocks on it and you hear that word and that word pricks your heart and your mind and your spirit and there's a feeling within that you can't even explain and you accept the Lord as your Savior, what you've just done was laid aside yourself and say, it's no more I, but it's Christ that lives in me. So many people say that. But do you really mean it? Do you know what that means? Do you know that, no, you're not going to get everything right out the gate. That's not going to happen. But we're to strive to do better. We're to, every day should be a dawn of a new day to get it right. You know, when you jump one hurdle, you don't expect that hurdle to come back, somebody get that hurdle and come back and put it in front of you again. Because you've already jumped over that. It's in your past. So many times, so much is not in our past. Praise God. We say it is, but it's not. Because we're constantly practicing it. We're constantly doing it. But it's constantly against the word of God. So punishment is coming.
Yeah,
God said to obey.
Yeah.
Obey. God cannot fail. He will not fail. And we have to understand that God knows everything. We're in this world, and we know that we see these tangible things. We know we see the trees. We know we see people. We know we see the rocks. We know we see the ground. We know we see our houses and apartments. And we see all those things. We do. We see them. We can lay our hands on them. But do you not know that the God in whom we cannot touch can reach out and touch you? God will open up doors that we can't even begin to fathom who we obey. With obedience, it comes blessing. Blessing comes. And there are so many people that when they see a man or a woman obeying God, they see them. And they see that they have this joy. They see that they have such peace. They see that their spirit is so humble. They see that, do you not know there's still some people, they get jealous of it. They get so envious and jealous of it. And then they begin to, their jealousy begin to rise up because they choose not to obey God, whereas that person choose to obey.
Right, right.
Instead of getting angry, what we should do is go to that person and ask them, how do you do this? How do you keep from having unholy thoughts to keep you from doing what God told you to do? How? I remember one of my sisters, she told me, she had asked, she said, what makes you not want to obey? She said that. And there is nothing aside from just selfish sin, because there is no excuse. When you say, that is when you say that you're a man or a woman of God and you have a problem with obedience, there is no reason aside from not having a submitted heart. Because if we say we love God, and we do, we say that, how can you say you love him when you don't obey him? How can you say, Lord God, I love you with all my heart, soul, mind, body, and spirit, and the first time he tells you to do something, I don't want to. One thing about it, God is holy. He's holy. His word is holy. His commands are holy. His will is holy. And he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. He tells us he wants us to be that. He wants us to strive for it. And how can we begin to be holy if we're not obedient? God cannot make us love him, even though he has a love that surpasses understanding. For us, God, he doesn't force us to love him. God is a limitless God. God is limitless. He has all power. There is nothing that God won't do for those who love him. But if we're walking in disobedience, yes, God said in his word, he allows the sun to shine on the just as well as the unjust. And he also allows the rain to fall on the unjust as well as the just. But the difference with all of that is when you're going through whatever storm you're going through, and you know you've had an act of disobedience, that storm could be your punishment. And the difference between a storm that's your punishment and a storm that just happens to come your way, that he allows to come your way, is that God will have provisions made for those storms to come that come your way when you're obedient. God will make provisions. He'll make a way for it. He will be there with you through your storm. But who can be there with you if God is not, when you're going through and it's because of disobedience? Have you ever did something? You ever committed a sin? And when you committed that sin, you know you was wrong. You know you were wrong. You know you did wrong. And when punishment came upon you, there was nothing anyone could do. It didn't affect anybody but you. God has a way that, even if you're married, I learned this from one of my sisters, even when she was married and her husband didn't want to be obedient. She was being obedient. And the Lord has spoke punishment upon him. Well, she began to be concerned. She said, well, wait a minute, but I'm married to him. You know, I'm married to him, and if he get punished, I mean, won't I get punished? And the word came to her and said, God is a loving God. God wouldn't do that. God has a way of punishing that will not come near you, not come near your children, but God will whoop and punish that person that was disobedient in a way that, I mean, you can't pray him out of it. You can't pray him through it. You can do nothing but sit back and let God be God.
Yeah, that's
and
it.
After that tore raggedy, praise God. And then you sit back, you sleeping well, and they over there up, can't sleep, tormented in their mind, tormented in their spirit. But the other spouse is sitting over there sleeping like a baby because God knows what to do and how to do it. God is perfected, and people need to stop putting God on the same level as man. God created everything. God knows what he's doing. God loves us. He loves each and every one of us. If you're being disobedient, please repent. Repent now while the blood is still running warm in your veins, while you're close in your right mind to have the ability to repent. And turn from it. Get it right. Do everything in your power to get it right. Punishment is coming, but know that God is still merciful. He still loves us. And once you get it right, do everything in your power on your knees in prayer, petitioning God to deliver you from that spirit of disobedience. Petition God. God doesn't want us to have that spirit. And God said, you have not because you ask not. He said, ask me and see won't I do it. Because it's not God's will for our life. God loves us so much. And my question is, the last question I have is for everyone, just to ask yourself, is there an area of disobedience in my life? Be real with yourself. Be true to yourself. And if you see that it is, repent. Repent. Turn from it. Learn from it. And don't repeat it. God loves you. And God will forgive. But you have to acknowledge that's the problem that you have, because that's just like an addict. You have to acknowledge what you are so that the healing process can begin. Praise God. And I just pray that someone got something out of what I said.
Amen.
You look
Amen.
Throughout the Word
Amen.
Of God. You look throughout the Word of God, and there's different situations that it will hit some part of your life. If you're practicing disobedience, it'll help you. But you have to apply yourself and be real with yourself. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Round of applause. Yes, Miss Stephanie, thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you. That was that obedience. I mean, now, if you don't know, now you know, as they say. Now you know. So we're going to hear from the... from those who are on the line, we have Reverend Ron on the line. He is the apostle of Sister Stephanie. So go ahead, Rev. What you think?
I think that was one of the most soul-saving messages.
Yes.
It was
yes.
informative.
Mm-hmm.
It was, well, first of all, it was a blessing.
Yes.
And it was done with so much clarity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was
mm-hmm.
done with so much love. And that was a, now that was an awesome message.
Yes. Yes,
that was
church right
did,
there.
Yeah, I'm talking about with clarity and
mm-hmm.
well, what some people say was it was a spiritual prolific piece, and I enjoyed
yes.
every moment of it. I got a lot out of
mm.
it.
Yes.
I got touched by it, you know.
Yes,
it
yes.
touched me.
You put a
you
lot
know?
Into
so,
it. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh.
Mm. That's
all
church that, right there.
All I can say is, let me obey
mm.
and let me love God consistently.
Yes.
Because there's so much involved, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There's, so much, there's, so much in, there's so much involved until you have to be obedient to be successful, even in doing
yes.
the will of God.
Mm.
So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did my
mm.
heart burn?
Mm.
Burn
yes,
and burning.
Yes.
Burn and
yes.
burning because of the
that
word.
Was
I know people was
mm-hmm.
touched by it. Thank you again, Sister Stephanie. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you walk
yes.
back, you can get on track. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Amen. 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 We have a caller with the last four of 0074, if you want to comment on what you heard this evening. Caller, last four, 0074, you might be on mute, or you might just be listening. If you're just listening, that's fine as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we did have just another one to join. I don't know how much they heard. That the last four, 6461 on the price of obedience. I don't know if you were listening on the other side and then decided to join us, or you just tuned in, 6461. And that's Reverend Bobby Jackson out of the D.C. area. Greetings, sir.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. Did you just join us, or did you hear what Sister Jordan had to say?
No, unfortunately, I just joined. Just a little busy,
man.
Wasn't able to get on it earlier.
That's okay. That's okay. You can always go back, y'all, and listen to what she had to say on the price of obedience. It was an excellent, excellent, excellent information for all of us who need to be obedient, who haven't been obedient, who can still be obedient. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we just appreciate her coming to us today. And I'm just, now everybody's deciding to join us. But thank you so much, Sister Stephanie. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful I don't even know what you want to call it. I want to say it wasn't a sermon, just topic. It was a wonderful topic. So thank you ever so much. And you can always, yes, you can always hear this again on demand through www.blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. And for those of you who are out there listening, you can always click on the link that I had sent you and listen to it again. It usually uploads after a few minutes after the show is over. So thank you, thank you, thank you. But the announcements we have for this week are on July 10th, which is Sunday. We have Pastor B with the Time to Decree, and she's got she has one of those topics that is like, okay, you want to be there for sure on Sunday, because her topic is a heavy topic. Let's see. And let me get it up for you. So you will be on time. You will be there. It is entitled. Y'all ready? It is entitled, I Decree and Declare That All I Need Is a Foot in the Door. So she's going to be coming to us on Sunday, and her time is 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Again, the sermon is, I Decree and Declare That All I Need Is a Foot in the Door. So y'all be ready, because she is powerful, and you don't want to miss it. And then on July 12th, Tuesday, Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it. We're going to go with part two of He Says, She Says. We had a very heated topic on this past Tuesday, which we didn't even get a chance to finish everything. So if you want to be in on the heated topic again, join us on Tuesday, and that's 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then again on Thursday, July 14th, we have another segment with A View of the Kingdom with Miss Stephanie Jordan. Again, that's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. And please, please, please support Reverend Lon Marshall with his Don't Turn Away from God album through iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, and all other music media. So he also has a video out from the title song, Don't Turn Away from God. And so we want to hear from him. We're going to be playing his song, Don't Turn Away from God, before we end today. And also on November 12th and 13th in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, yes, we have the Women on Fire Conference, and that's 2 days starting at 9 a.m. Central Time, and it's through the Raw Power Ministry, and the address is 2900 West 6th Street, so y'all get ready, because if you heard like what you heard today, you will definitely like what you will hear that weekend. Again, that's November 12th and 13th at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Women on Fire, not just the women, but you will be having Men on Fire as well. So please, please, please join them. And again, we want to keep this radio. Let's Do It Radio on the air, and you can see Cash App, the $ANAISEBALCOUR, Venmo @ Ms. MZ -INEZ, or through Zelle. And if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Again, it's letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and you can have a show. You can co-host the show, something that's really burning on your heart, because this is how you get out there. This is how you get what's on your heart out there. This is how you get what's on your mind out there. So you can, I will say, use me as a conduit so that you can get what's on your mind out there. If it's on your chest, please, 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 let's talk about it. And like I say, you can go through all previous shows on demand through blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. And I want to thank again Ms. Jordan, Lord have mercy, Jesus, the price of obedience. Boy, she broke it down to us today. And you can always go back and listen to it. And just thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to have a last word from her before we have the song and a prayer. And we're going to be going out on Don't Turn Away from God, which is very evident of what we heard tonight. So if you want to say a prayer, Sister Stephanie, or give any last words, please do before we close out.
Praise God. Praise God. Holy God, in the name mm-hmm. of Jesus. Lord God, we're thanking you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, that we can confess our sins to you. Yes. And turn away from disobedience, Lord God, for we know mm-hmm. that is separating us from you. Father God, give everyone a mind, Lord God, to surrender and submit. Lord God, change their mindset, Lord God, so that their mind will be stayed on you. Lord God, we know that you're here because you said all we had to do was ask. And we thank you, Lord God, for the change of heart. We thank you, Lord God, for the submission under your will. We thank you for your perfect love. But we know, Lord God, that you love us. And we'll forever give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Aku Design. You can find me at that, Anais Aku, on Facebook and Instagram. And in the world we live in today, if you're going to be anything, be kind, and please keep those from Parkland Heights, Illinois, in your prayers and on your heart. And don't turn away from God. That's the last thing you want to do. Whatever you do, don't turn away from God. Please be safe and have a good rest of the week until we meet again on Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for Pastor B with the Time to Truth. Have a wonderful weekend. Amen.